decided to go to Japan, and I was dropping off my luggage when two explosions happened right next to me. Like 2 or 3 seconds between the two explosions. Immediately everybody ran out, panicking, crying, and we saw injured people, like slightly injured, and maybe some people with severe damage. They were laid in front of the entrance of the airport, and ambulances are coming non-stop since 45 minutes.
And how close were you to the center of the explosions?
Maybe 20 meters, something like that.
So you've had an incredible escape by the sounds of it.
My ear, I was a bit damaged because of the noise of the explosion. So yeah, I was really next to it. But I'm really lucky. Lots of people are wounded around me, and I consider myself lucky.
What was the immediate reaction from other people in the airport, David, when they heard the explosions?
Instantly, they started crying and panicking, but they were running, no panic movements between them. So people just managed themselves quite well. But yeah, they are really shocked, and lots of people completely shocked all around me. Some children were also wounded, and maybe like 30 people were with blood on their face and their hands and their clothes all around me. So, but it's okay. Now we are just waiting for information.
And how close together were the two explosions?
2 seconds. And it was at the departure of the international flight mostly for USA.
Sure. But certainly a number of people injured, and some of them apparently quite seriously injured, you would say.
Indeed. We could see them. We could see some of them in front of the entrance, close to the terminal where the explosion happened. They were laid on the ground waiting for the ambulances. And
where are you now then, David?
I'm at the parking. They put some of the people, like our group, about 200 people. About 200 people who are stuck at the parking lot now, right next to the entrance. We're still really close. We can see pretty much everything, but we don't know what to do. We're just waiting for information.